So our readings for this morning invite us to consider the theme of ordinary holiness. How is it that in the course of our daily lives, we can grow in being holy men and holy women, lives that are ordered to and for God? In our reading from 1 John, we're given a particular insight into this in terms of the three different groups of people that St. John addresses. And sometimes this is called the stages of the interior life, how we grow in holiness. And the three words that are used to describe this is the purgative stage, the illuminative stage, and the unitive stage. Purgative, illuminative, and unitive. And each of these are referenced three times. When St. John begins by addressing little children, he says, "Little children, because your sins are forgiven on account of his name, I am writing to you." That's the purgative stage, when we know that our sin has been forgiven by God, that we've been able to name it and bring it to the Lord. And then he jumps from what we would call the illuminative to the unitive stage when he refers to the fathers. He says, "Fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning." And when we come to that deep sense of knowing the Lord, that is the deepening sense of union, of communion with him. And then in the middle, he refers to those who are the young people who have conquered the evil one. And then he goes on later on to say of those who have conquered the evil one, "Because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, you have overcome the evil one." This is called the illuminative stage, where we come to a deepening insight and understanding as to the battle that we are engaged in this world against the evil one. So we have the purgative, the illuminative, and the unitive stages. When we think of Anna, the woman at the heart of today's gospel, here is a woman who I could see and anticipate it having gone through all of these stages. But now, because for many, many years, she'd been married for 7 years, perhaps getting married as a teenager, and then her husband dying after 7 years. So from the time she was in her 20s, now until she's 84, she spent every day in the temple. Here was a woman who had come into that place of the unitive relationship with God, a deepening holiness, a deepening desire day after day after day to be faithful in prayer and to fast as she brought before the Lord perhaps her own needs, the needs of the people of Israel. And now on this day, when Jesus is presented in the temple, as is true with the other older man that we've been hearing of this week, Simeon, she sees and realizes that this is indeed the Savior of the world. So what does this mean for us? Each one of us in our journey through this world are experiencing all three stages of the interior life. Those times when we have that sense of, oh, I'm convicted of sin. I have true contrition of heart. I need to be purged of that sin. This is the purgative stage. But then as we understand perhaps what motivates us to sin, what it is that, so to speak, pushes our buttons, we come to a deepening insight. And then we are given the illuminative sense of how I can combat sin so that it doesn't always have to bring me back to that same place where it defeats me. And as this happens, we come to a deepening awareness of what it is to have union with God, what it is to have that deepening sense of living daily in his presence, the love that we have when we come to Mass to receive Jesus in his Eucharist. And indeed, we see how in the Mass itself, all three stages, the purgative, exactly what happens at the first part of the Mass when we come together and say the Confiteor. The illuminative, right now, is the Word of God is being illuminated, so it's being understood. And then the unitive, when we will come to receive Jesus in his Eucharist and he will abide in us. And yet this calls for the attitude of Anna. Anna, who was faithful, who persevered, who never gave up on prayer. In our age, where everything is so instantaneous, to cultivate the attitude of Anna is very difficult for us. To pray for children, to pray for grandchildren, to pray for those who are far from the Lord, and to not give up hope requires perseverance. It requires that in our own lives we see and understand that God truly loves us and he is truly at work. And I'd be remiss if I did not end by referencing the second part of our reading from 1 John. This desire to grow in this relationship with the Lord, to practice ordinary holiness in our lives, takes place in a world that is in opposition to God. And St. John warns us not to love the world and the things of the world. And then he references this love for the world in three ways. The desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, and the pride of riches. And so the challenge always for us is to counter the world, the flesh, and the devil, what St. John is referencing here, with that deepening devotion, that deepening desire to live day by day lives of deepening holiness, so that in our daily activities, our daily routine, we can see right here the opportunity God is giving us to grow in the three stages of the interior life, the purgative, the illuminative, and the unitive.